Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat basketball. First up, girls head coach Kurt Heisler joins us. The Holton Lady Wildcats coming off a couple losses since last we spoke against Hiawatha and Riverside. A couple teams that are playing some pretty good basketball right now. It kind of caught them at a difficult time. Teams that are shooting the ball pretty well. Coach, let's just talk about the two games a little bit, some of the positives. I know one of the trials in this was that, again, you're kind of shorthanded and having to deal again without some of your players here right now down the stretch.
Yeah, Friday night against Hiawatha. We were without two of our starters. You know, sickness is a part of it. Illness, it happens, and injuries happen. And, you know, this team has dealt with a lot of that type of adversity throughout the season. And so we were without two of our starting players. And I was proud of some of our girls that had opportunities that stepped up and played really well, that haven't been playing quite as much or contributing maybe as much on offense. Really, the difference in the ball game for me was the first quarter. We come out and we turn the ball over 10 times, get down 19-6, and you know, you just cannot dig yourself a hole like that. Against a really good basketball team that's super hot, like you said. I think they've won 7 of the last 8, and they just were a better team on that night against us with what we had. And give credit to Hiawatha; they shot the ball really well.
You mentioned some of the other players stepping up in that game and even against Riverside, but I know Natalie Wilcott got the start, had a good game. Elizabeth Schuster, you know, trying to post her first double-double, I believe, of her career. And so I guess that's a good sign, is that it's hard to remember sometimes. You have a lot of sophomores playing varsity and some other players that don't have much varsity experience, but you can really see their growth, I think, in a lot of these girls here over the course of this season.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and you're right. We've got a lot of first-year varsity players that are playing heavy minutes and starting for us now, and I think we have made a lot of progress over the course of the season, and it's tough. You know, every night we seem to go against teams that are veteran teams that are full of seniors that are experienced, and Big Seven's a quality league, and you're going to see a couple of all-league players pretty much every single night. It's a great experience for all of those younger players, and I think they're learning a lot. I think, you know, leading into the postseason here, hopefully all of those experiences will really help us out and for sure helping us into next season as well.
Similar story against Riverside, right? I think you just struggled to score, fell down early in that game, and were just kind of trying to battle back, played a lot better the second half, though, right?
Yeah, the Riverside game I thought we played fantastic defense in the first quarter. And, you know, we did a pretty good job holding their best player down underneath her season average. And the first quarter, we just could not get the basketball to go in the hoop at all. And really throughout the first half, it was a struggle. We got great looks at the basket. Just weren't going in. And part of it was Riverside played great defense. They were physical with us. They kept us off of our spots. They rebounded the ball real well. We couldn't get a lot of second chance, and we had some open opportunities, and we just didn't cash them in. When you have to do that against a great team to stay in touch, and when we didn't do that, it made it really difficult in the second half. I thought we responded well in the second half and played much tougher and were able to find some things offensively to work. Just too big of a hole to dig out of.
Crazy, Coach. Two games left in the regular season. That's it. You host Sabetha and Prairie LeCompton both at home here on Friday and then turn around Tuesday before Sub-State. So, man, that time of year, got to be playing good. And these two games split the first time around. But I know you feel like opportunities to win these and certainly try to build some confidence going into Sub-State, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're running into another hot team in Sabetha. They've got a great player in Mary Lukert, and they're well coached, and they have a good supporting cast that's really shooting the ball well from the perimeter and scoring for them. So, you know, they're a solid team. They're going to want to show up Friday night, and you know, I'm sure they didn't feel like they finished the game first time around against us the way they wanted to, and so they'll be ready to play. We've been talking a lot about our mindset and our approach and getting off to a good start Friday night against them, and that'll be a big key in the game, and I think it should be a good match.
We look forward to it, Coach. Appreciate your time, and good luck finishing out the regular season.
Thanks, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.